little classic. Little classic. Alpha Alfie, Alpine fade out, McCoy's decoy, the OK correlation, gangster Strepsil, Google Glee, Moon Island, a retreat from fame. Quasar, Kaiser, Mossad, Mozart, the lighthouse, yoga, yogurt. I suddenly realize I'm not important to anyone. When the good are defeated, Miss Music, your love will create a better future. Baby, it's your world. Little classic. Little classic. Trust, sex, trust fund, crust, lactose is luck. How are you, Hawaii? Pineapple, circus wheel, coconut 13, Rada, Prada, Toy Story, tea party. Do I prefer rosy cheeks or apple cheeks? Politics is a trap. Rosary, rotary. Lisa, Lister. Family, firm. Ambulance, limousine. Under the shade of a jolly brolly. Girls without hoods. Legs that turn into eggs. Sweet tooth of mine. Mesmerizing, electrifying, plankton crouton, lectern pixel, popular Dracula, secular sepulchra, girly teardrops, climbing rope, the taming of the rose. Quasar, Kaiser, Mossad, Mozart, the lighthouse, yoga, yogurt. I suddenly realize I'm not important to anyone. When the good are defeated, Miss Music, your love will create a better future. Baby, it's your world. Little classic. Little classic. Little classic.
Hello and welcome to Radio Sangam 107.9 FM. You are listening to Janet, and as promised, we have Iman from London on the phone, who is the amazing voice you hear on the track. So hello, Iman.
Hello.
Hi there, how's your day going so far?
Fantastic, yeah.
Yeah? Fantastic. Cool. So you're listening to Radio Sangam, and some of our listeners are super interested in this track because we've played it a couple of times on the radio already. And yeah, it's very, very, very different to what the average track is. So do you want to talk more about the track, more about the vocals on top of it and stuff like that?
Yeah. Music, you know, by definition, is strong structure of gentle sound. But for me, I deliberately use avant-garde lyrics put to, like, pop music.
Right.
And it involves a lot of differentiation. So all the best pop songs have been already thought of in the same way all the best classical music has already been thought of. So basically, I was trying to create an amalgam of different styles.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And some artists, they do the track first and then they do the lyrics on top. Are you one of those artists, or do you do lyrics first then the track?
Well, I mean, a friend of mine, when he heard my lyrics, he forwarded me to another friend of his, a friend of a friend called Drew, and he's a programmer extraordinaire. And we worked on this together. Mm-hmm. We did a whole album together called Honey Bunch. Mm-hmm. It was just me, Drew, and a female friend called Vicky.
Mm-hmm.
And the album is as long as Michael Jackson's Dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 79 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's no real hit song on the album, but there's a lot of kind of like mediocre songs.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And one of your songs, World Peace, it was picked up for the Pope's papal visit, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
So how did you feel when that happened? Like, was it like, oh my gosh, that's our track, or did they contact you?
It was a song called World Peace.
Mm-hmm.
And it was done to a community, a small Christian community of maybe 10,000 listeners on the net.
Mm-hmm.
Drew really begged me to use the track, so I let him.
Mm-hmm. That's rather cool.
And he had a priest friend who took care of it.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So you and Drew, when you guys met, was it just like an instant connection and you could like get in tune with his music and he could deal with your vocals?
Yeah. I mean, you know, he's one of those really likable guys, like Fonz from mm-hmm. Happy Monday.
All right.
Happy
yeah.
And he's a really, really likable guy. I mean, I'm like the Grinch, and I had this other friend called the Grouch,
uh-huh.
and we were both quite unpleasant, you know, the Grinch and the Grouch together,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, some people are just very likeable, you know?
Yeah, that's rather cool. So, more about Little Classic. I know you said it's very avant-garde, and are the lyrics supposed to make sense, or is it just, like, are they connected to each other in some way?
There was a book once written called The King's English,
mm-hmm.
and the very first chapter is a word called illusion.
Mm-hmm.
Not illusion with an I, but with an A. So it's A-double-L-U-S-I-O-N.
Mm-hmm.
And I utilise this in all my songs, really, illusion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's an expression designed to call something to mind without mentioning it explicitly, so it's an indirect passing reference, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. That sounds very interesting. So was your music always like this, or is this kind of a new thing where you're experimenting with it and stuff?
I mean, it's funny this, because I discussed it with another musician,
mm-hmm.
and he said when kids start out in music, they write fiction.
Mm-hmm.
Kids write fiction.
Mm-hmm.
I think Madonna once said in an interview, you know, music is about creating fiction for children.
Mm-hmm.
And when you become adult, you know, your sensibilities become more political.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I refrain from using politics, you know.
Yeah.
I just believe that I'm wising up teenagers with knowledge, you know, without the politics.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So how would you say you would appeal to the younger audience?
I've done three albums. Mm-hmm. One of them is called The Best of Early Emo. One of them is called Honey Bunch, which I've just mentioned.
True.
And the other one is called The Very Best Of.
Mm-hmm.
The album that's called The Best of Early Emo.
Yeah.
Emon and Co, The Best of Early Emo. I mean, that's got songs which I did in my teens that really grabbed the audience.
Yeah.
You know, it was done by a young person for young people. Like Simon Le Bon once said, Duran Duran is a band for young people with a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm. So
And John Taylor mm-hmm. from Duran Duran said, music is basically kids who just want to get involved.
Ah, okay, yeah. Cool. And is that one of your catchphrases as well that you've kind of adopted?
Yeah. I mean, Duran Duran are esoteric, you know,
mm-hmm.
like Gilbert and Sullivan. My language is very middle-class English.
Right. Interesting. So what do you mean by esoteric?
It just means posh. Posh.
Ah, okay, cool.
Posh,
nosh. Okay, interesting. Because I thought it would mean something like it's a very like particular crowd that are into Duran Duran and things.
Yeah. I mean, they had their following, and I actually think they got better with age, you know.
Yeah.
They released an album called Decade.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think Simon Le Bon gave Robbie Williams the title Millennium, you know.
Right.
Because he liked Robbie Williams.
Mm-hmm.
So Robbie Williams really stole Millennium off Duran Duran's Decade.
Ah, interesting. Cool. So, who would you say your influences are as an artist?
There's a band called Garbage.
Mm-hmm.
American band Garbage. I mean, they were just so cool.
Yeah.
There's a recent band called Ladytron.
Right.
And they are so underestimated, you know. That they've done songs like, He Took Her to a Movie, and, Deep Blue is about a power station, and it's like downloading all this information onto a child.
Yeah.
And it's just way out there, you know.
Yeah.
Nobody's been making music like Ladytron.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
You know, Runaway, 17. They did a song called 17, which has three meanings. One of them is by going to university. They only want you when you're 17.
Mm-hmm.
When you're 21, you're no fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a second meaning, like classical music, like the Baroque period,
mm-hmm.
and the most classical, type of music,
mm-hmm.
and that's Baroque, the 17th century.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very clever stuff, Ladytron do.
Cool. So you're influenced by, older artists as well as new ones that are coming out. It's nice to see that. Like, I think as an artist, it's always important to realize that you're always learning and there's always new versions out there, and you can't really stop that. It's rather cool. So Iman, what do you do normally? Because I know many artists, they find it difficult to balance day jobs with music industry, with their family, with...
I play chess.
Ah, okay. Is that your separation from, the world?
Yeah, chess. Uh-huh. I recently bought a Game Boy, believe it or not. I bought a Game Boy.
Nice.
And it's something I never did as a child. And I bought all these retro games, like Space Invaders.
Oh, that's so cool.
Batman and Tetris.
Uh-huh.
And I think Super Mario or something.
Oh, yeah, Super Mario's standard, yeah.
And I bought these retro games, and, it's just, I'm regressing, I keep doing things like when I was 16,
mm-hmm.
and now I'm going to like when I was 8 or something.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it's like a Mork and Mindy thing, but I am definitely regressing to my childhood.
Oh, no, I think what happens in your childhood, it shapes you as an adult. And then when you're an adult, you have the freedom to explore. And it's important that you don't regret anything, really. But no, it's rather cool. So are you rather good at chess then? Or are you? Because I know whenever I've played chess, even as a kid, I was atrocious at it. Like, no matter how many times I tried, it was just bad. So what are your chess levels like?
A friend of mine once told me that chess is a petty game of logic.
Mm-hmm.
So, people who say, I beat you at chess, I'm much better than you. Mm-hmm. They're just talking rubbish.
Mm-hmm. Ah, okay, cool. What are you planning on doing in the future? Because what I've realised is not your music doesn't have any videos or anything like that. So would
there is one video. If you type in Little Classic,
mm-hmm.
and Iman and Co,
mm-hmm.
into YouTube, there should be a Sound Minds video.
Ah, okay, cool. I think when I looked at it last, it was just the Honey Bunch album that came up.
Yeah.
So would you want to do more video work with your music?
I mean, I've been writing songs where I've been using limerick structures.
Mm-hmm.
My uncle, who's grade 8 at piano,
mm-hmm.
he told me that lyrics should be short. The sentences should be short.
Mm-hmm.
So this has made me sort of think about limericks.
Right.
And one of my lines is, Outer Hebrides, Freddie Mercury, Bohemian Rhapsody, you universal conundrum. And from the Pink Floyd album, the Dark Side of the Moon,
mm-hmm.
when they did a song called Money, it's like the Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa.
All right, okay.
So that's like beauty and art and aesthetic.
Mm-hmm. You know? Very nice. Okay, so I was listening to this recent podcast, right? It's going to sound really weird, but so I know as a radio presenter, you have to stay on board with like new attitudes, new music, new everything. And I came across this rather interesting question that I'm going to pose to you. Do you feel as an artist that when you've got your artist head on, your personality is very, very different compared to your normal personality? Or would you say you're just like the same person just with music?
Well, I mean, the Verve, you know, Richard Ashcroft,
mm-hmm.
he did a song called Alone with Everybody,
mm-hmm.
you know, Alone with Everybody.
Yeah.
So, you know, the whole world is lonely, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, cool. So, in your music, would you ever highlight that?
I don't know. I think there's artists who are better than I am,
mm-hmm.
and you know they write stronger songs.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I sometimes get it right. You know, sometimes I do write a good song.
Right. Interesting. I think every artist has that view. What's it called? The inner saboteur. Is it called? Yeah. So it's not. I know once, I think it was last week or something, Reggie Yates, the TV presenter, he came into Bradford, which is like half an hour away from here. And he's been in the industry since he was 8 years old now. He's like in his 30s, 40s. He always says there's an inner saboteur and it's about not listening to that saboteur. So, I mean, your music behind you is excellent, and your vocals, it appeals to certain audiences, and there's no reason why you can't go far with it. So, talking about going far, what's your future plans? What are we expecting from Emon & Co. in the future?
I might do an EP of like three to six songs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Richard Ashcroft, he's done many, many albums,
mm-hmm.
but then he did a best of, and he did a 9-song best of,
mm-hmm.
and it's almost as good as Thriller, you know?
Yeah.
He chose 9 songs, and mm-hmm. it was almost as good as Thriller.
Mm-hmm. Would you want to collab with in your lifetime as an artist?
I don't know. I mean, I once went to this nightclub,
mm-hmm.
and this was about 10 years ago. I was with an Indian friend called Narendra,
mm-hmm.
and there was this guy moonwalking, and this is about 10 years ago or so,
uh-huh.
and he was on a dance floor, and there was about five people in this bar,
mm-hmm.
and this guy kept moonwalking, and he was getting, you know, increasingly angry after about 10 or 20 minutes of moonwalking. And, you know, I thought, oh, he's good, but he's not as good as Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And in hindsight, I actually think it was Michael Jackson, but I never told him how brilliant I thought he was.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, so you would have collabed with Michael if he was still around then?
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely cool. Very nice. And okay, so this is the last question, and I want you not to be shocked, but I ask every individual who comes on and gets interviewed. So, what would you say on your tombstone?
Gutted.
Oh, that's one of the best answers I've had so far. okay, cool. Thank you, Emon & Co. for coming on. Do you mind, do you want to, like, shout out the people that you want to shout out, as well as your social media links and stuff?
thank you for my 15 minutes of fame.
Oh, thanks. You're welcome. All right. Okay, no worries. Thank you, Iman, for coming on. Do you want to give a quick shout out for all the Radio Sangam listeners?
Yeah, thanks to my mum. She's doing a night shift at the moment, and various other people. So I hope to speak to you again. If you'll have me again, I'll speak to you again.
No worries. Thank you, Iman.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.